With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A big Republican win in Tennessee, endorsed by President Trump. Matt Van Epps has won a special election for a seat in the U.S. House, thanking his supporters for the victory.
Tonight, you've sent a message loud and clear. The people of Middle Tennessee stand with President Donald J. Trump and stood firmly behind our campaign.
He defeated Democrat Afton Bain to keep the 7th Congressional District in the GOP column. Russian foreign policy advisor Yuri Ushakov says talks between Russia and the U.S. on ending the war in Ukraine were constructive, but the BBC's Will Vernon says no breakthrough.
Mr. Ushakov said in his comments that the territorial question was discussed at the meeting. In an earlier version of this draft peace plan, Ukraine would have been forced to give up large parts of the Donetsk region that it still controls, and that was unacceptable to the Ukrainians and the Europeans. So what was presented in this meeting, we think, is a kind of amended, or you could say even watered down, version of the plan. Mr. Ushakov also mentioned that Vladimir Putin commented on, quote, the destructive actions of European countries over the Ukraine peace process. And Mr. Putin also quite indignantly criticized the Europeans before the meeting, saying that they basically are sabotaging peace. So you kind of build a picture of how these talks went.
A not guilty plea entered on behalf of the Afghan national charged with murder and assault in the shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. The season's first big winter storm, spreading ice and snow from Ohio all the way up to northern New England, disrupting travel, closing countless schools. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 103 points and NASDAQ futures ahead 40 points. This is SRN News. New poll gauges trust around the world.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether you believe that most people can be trusted. Sweden is the most trusting nation, with 83% saying yes. Next comes the Netherlands, Canada, Germany, and Australia. In the U.S., 55% of respondents think most people can be trusted. The Pew study also reveals that here in America, Jews are the most trusting religious group at 70% versus 56% of Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
A faith-based pregnancy center has gone before the Supreme Court, challenging an investigation its lawyers say was punitive. Pro-life pregnancy centers have been on the rise in the U.S., especially since the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade in 2022. In New Jersey, the Democratic Attorney General sent a subpoena for donor information, claiming that the centers there had misled people into thinking they offered abortions. This is SRN News. It's legislation that's whipping up a storm of controversy in the world of collegiate athletics.
The White House and the U.S. Olympic Committee each supporting a bill designed to regulate college sports, although it is being heavily criticized by opponents as nothing more than a giveaway to the NCAA and its most powerful schools. The House is expected to vote on the SCORE Act later this week. NCAA-backed legislation has broad support from the GOP, but is widely disliked by the Democrats. Jason Walker reporting.
Airbus expects to deliver fewer planes this year due to an issue with fuselage panels on some A320 planes. Company says it's targeting around 790 commercial aircraft deliveries in 2025, and that projection is down from the previous target of roughly 820 aircraft deliveries. More details, srnnews.com.